Beginning in April, workers in New York City will be able to see salary ranges on job postings, information like the minimum and maximum salary for any position located within the city. Supporters say it's a good first step in addressing pay inequities and to retain workers during this time of the Great Resignation, as they're calling it. For more on this argument, let's bring in Robin Farzad. He is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Welcome back.
Hello.
Robin, right now, it's up to the discretion of an employer on whether to include a salary range on job postings. First, what's the argument for and for not including salary info on listings?
I mean, why haven't wages kept up with capital? Why does income inequality worsen in economic expansions? All of this is part of an ongoing tug of war. And pay transparency has traditionally faced pushback from employers, chamber of commerce types. The argument is this is the province of negotiation between someone hiring and a prospective worker. And if you mandate pay transparency, it's going to have a chilling effect on hiring and make firms and corporations think twice before posting a position.
You know, Robin, Colorado is one state that's also requiring employers include salary in their listings. And states like Nevada and California and Washington also have similar laws. Given what we've seen this year during the Great Resignation with many people leaving their jobs, could this actually help employers retain and attract new ones?
Yes, Tanya. It's going to help workers do the necessary cost-benefit analysis of, say, you know, gigging and permalancing versus moving for a full-time job. Anything to thaw the ice. And as you point out, it's a trend that's building momentum across the map. As of this month, seven states have ratified laws requiring salary disclosure ranges to job applicants. Massachusetts and Pennsylvania have pending legislation. And Colorado, yes, has pretty stringent disclosure requirements. For example, employers there have to furnish pay ranges in all job postings related to work tied to a Colorado location or remote work performable anywhere. And I think the devil is in the detail. Other states are more diluted. But the hope over time, especially with the increasingly remote workforce, is that you can make a one-to-one comparison across state lines.
Is there data from other states with existing laws that you mentioned there that actually show employers have improved their salaries with this requirement or maybe to compete with other companies?
It's actually slow out there. We haven't seen all that data yet. You're talking about a dozen or so states that have wholeheartedly embraced this. And again, in the details, you're not taking a one-to-one comparison from Colorado to other states that say, okay, you only have to disclose the salary at the end of the interview process versus at posting, at first interview. It's a huge trick to kind of standardize this. And I wonder when and if it does hit the federal level of jurisdiction.
Yeah, we have about 30 seconds, but talking openly about pay in the workforce has kind of been taboo, but anecdotally, we're hearing instances where workers are bringing this to the forefront. Does it mean we're finally getting to that point of having more discussions about salaries?
I'm stunned, especially as a, you know, suburban old dad, Generation Xer, having worked with millennials. There isn't that taboo. You've seen, at the very least, anonymized salary surveys. Others have actually just sent around spreadsheets sharing their salaries. They figure we're in this together, especially if we're not unionized. We might as well have a united front.
That's Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, as always. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.